A few weeks ago, I was rewatching the Queen movie on Netflix. Maybe you know of it. And there was a quote said by Freddie Mercury that has really resonated with me, and I wanted to share that with you. The quote goes as follows: "Good thoughts, good words, good deeds, just like you taught me, Papa." It resonated with me so much because that is a foundational piece of choosing happy. When we have negative thoughts, we are already setting us up for negativity. Thoughts turn into words, and then they turn into our actions, how we choose to live our life. In today's show, I'm sharing with you 10 examples of negative self-talk that I have said myself or that I've heard others say, including our listeners, at least those who have shared with me. I hope by bringing these words into the open and just giving an opportunity for some reflection from a positive perspective, that maybe it can be helpful to you in case you are using these words in your life. Come on in. It's time to choose happy. Are you ready to stop the negative thoughts and live your life free of the limiting stories and fear that stands in your way of living a happy life? Hey, girlfriend, welcome to the Choose Happy with Marie show. I am so happy you're here. My name is Marie, and for the majority of my life, I lived with negative thoughts that was often labeled as depression. My breakthrough happened when I broke free from the negative thoughts and I learned the power of choosing happy. In this podcast, you will learn positive self-talk using affirmations aligned with healthy habits, tangible ideas to connect with yourself, finally figure out what makes you really happy, and everyday living solutions that can help guide you in living a happy life. It's time to get off the hamster wheel of everyday living and intentionally living our life, one choose happy choice at a time. Come on in. We are choosing happy. Hello, how are you? I hope you're doing well. That quote from Freddie Mercury, it really resonated with me. The quote that goes as follows that I mentioned in the intro: "Good thoughts, good words, good deeds, just like you taught me, Papa." It resonated with me, as I mentioned, because it's a foundational piece of choosing happy. When we have the negative thoughts, we are already setting ourselves up for failure, like for negativity, like no positive start there. Thoughts turn into words, and then they turn into our actions. And that's how we live our life. That's how we choose the different actions that we choose to do in our life. Another quote that I really liked is the one by Michael Hyatt that goes as follows: "Our words have power. They impact others, but they also impact us." Did you know that words we say to ourselves can actually be more harmful than what we say to others? Especially those negative words that are on constant repeat in our heads. You know what I mean? The words that lower our self-confidence, that brings fear forward into our today life, and also brings forward limiting stories. For today's show, I took inventory of words that I have used in the past. And as I mentioned, words that I've heard other people use, including our listeners, just a few of the listeners who shared with me. I hope by bringing these words into the open and giving an opportunity for some reflection from a positive perspective, I hope it can be helpful to you in case you are using these words in your life. So here we go. Number one, ready? It's too good to be true. How many times have you heard that or said it yourself? It's too good to be true. Why is it too good to be true? Why can't what we are experiencing right now be good? Right now is a new moment in time. It absolutely has the potential to be a good thing. Why not? We often will view what is happening in the present moment in the context of past experiences, or also known as a character in our life that may be popping into our head. And she's called, well, for those of you who have been listening to the show for a while, you know who I'm referring to from a previous episode. She has two names, and they both start with D, as in daddy. Any guesses? It's her, Debbie Downer, the character that focuses on the negative. If you want to learn a little bit more about her, check out episode number 67 called 5 Ways to Minimize Negative Self-Talk. I introduce her in that episode. If you're using those words, it's just too good to be true. Maybe Debbie Downer is spending a little bit too much time in your head telling you of all the negativity that could happen, because there is the potential that good can happen. It's not dependent on anything. So that's the first one. Number two, even if I have a positive attitude, things will still fall apart. Ever say that? Things falling apart, especially things that are not within your perceived control, can fall apart. And they can also succeed. It's a 50-50 chance. We think we have control over a lot less than we think we do. I'll give you an example. Just recently, I was flying back from a recent vacation. I got up early in the morning with my husband. We were getting ready to pack our bag. He checked his email, and guess what? The airline delayed our flight by hours, which meant we couldn't make the connecting flight, and they rescheduled us for that flight the next day. We had to stay in an airport hotel, and that is not as exciting as you think it might be. It really isn't if you're in the middle of nowhere. So it didn't matter what attitude I had. It was happening, and I couldn't stop it. I had a positive attitude before it fell apart. After feeling frustrated and exploring possible alternate options for travel home, like I explored the train, the bus, I'd even take a boat because I really wanted to get home. I decided that I needed to make peace. I decided to choose happy, to adopt a positive attitude and make the best of the situation. And that's choosing happy. We can't control everything. So yes, our attitude can influence outcomes that we can control over to a certain point. But for things that we don't have control over, it doesn't matter if you have a negative or positive attitude. It is not within your control. Number three, bad things always happen to me. Ever say that to yourself? This phrase needs to be removed from our vocabulary like ASAP, like as soon as possible. Because if not, what is actually happening is we are manifesting negativity into our life and doing so intentionally with our thoughts that created those words and then saying the words. These words actually are attracting negative things to happen in our life. It's like we're telling the universe, bring more bad things to me because that's what I'm expecting. Is that really what you want? Replace these words with something like, good things are on their way. So replace that, bad things are always happening to me, to good things are on their way. And they are. They absolutely can be. Number four, I have no reason to be happy. I've said those words before, and I've heard others say these words. I haven't said that in a while because I've learned to choose happy and find the happiness in my life. But one key tool that I have put in place, and I've mentioned it before on the show, is the practice of gratitude. Gratitude is really powerful. Saying the words, thank you. Gratitude helps us see the positive that is in our life right now. If you are saying these words, that I have no reason to be happy, I want you to pause the show right now. Right now. If possible. If you want to continue listening to it, you can. But if you want to, I invite you to just take a pause and think of three things that you can be grateful for right now. And I can, you know, just pause for like a few seconds while you think about that. Three things. Can you think of three things that you can be grateful for that is in your life right now? It can be small things. It can be that cup of coffee that you have in your hand. It could be the sunny day It could be a family that loves you, or that you have a family to love. It could be your pet. Those are all great reasons to be happy. Gratitude will help you find the reasons to be happy right now. Choose to wear your gratitude glasses. That's what I call them. Glasses to see the good in your life. Number 5, I'm not happy with who I am. We all have things about ourselves that we're not happy with. That's called being human. The problem happens when we choose to focus on the perceived negatives versus the positives of who we are. So what can you do if you're not happy with who you are? It's easy. It really is. You ready? Change things. Figure out what you're not happy with and take action to change things. For example, if you want to lose weight, I know many of us, you know, that's constantly on our mind for some of us, then do the things that will help in losing the weight, that will result in losing the weight. That means, you know, choosing better options when you're cooking, whatever you put on your plate, what you order for takeout, exercise you choose to do, maybe go for a longer walk today and tomorrow than you have in the past. It's the action part that is the hardest, right? It's hard. I mean, like, we have ideas in our head, but it's to actually action them. That can be challenging. I get it. We all have bad habits, and it's one habit at a time that we can improve upon, and that's what we do, one thing at a time. And it takes time and it takes effort, and it is possible. So in the meantime, as you're implementing things to improve bad habits, if you're not happy with who you are, choose to look at the positives of who you are right now. What are your unique skills and passions? Think of 2 things that are beautiful about you right now. I'll wait. Number 6, everything ends up the same. Ever say that? No, it doesn't. Unless we do the same things over and over again and expect the same results, there's a good chance that everything does not end up the same. We have the power to change things. We do. If you don't like the results you're getting in your life, change what you're doing. It is possible. You have the power. Tap into it. Number 7, I have said this before and maybe you have as well. 4 words. Story of my life. How many times that maybe you've heard that, or you've heard somebody else say, oh, it's the story of my life. That's just the way it is. No, it isn't. Unless you say so. If you say that something is the story of your life, it often refers to something negative that you believe keeps happening to you. And it's the story that you believe. It's the story that will keep repeating in your life because you are taking similar actions that produce similar results. Want to change your story? Change what you do in living your life. Then you can pivot and create a new story. It is possible. Number 8. Opportunities are limited for me. You ever say that? Do you pass up new opportunities simply because these opportunities are so different than what you know? Does fear stand in your way? Fear of the unknown? Are you the one saying no to new opportunities to protect yourself from maybe disappointment? Maybe potential failure? Maybe because you don't think you're good enough yet. Remember I said yet. If we don't try, we have already failed. Because the new opportunity could be amazing for us, but we choose to close the door and we will never know. Opportunities are only as limited as we let them be. It does take courage to try new things, absolutely, especially as we get older and we fear about what other people will think if we do it. Don't let it stop you, especially if it's on your heart to say yes. Trust your heart. It knows the right path. Number 9. Can my life get any worse? I have said this before. Maybe you have too. If you are saying this to yourself or to others, stop right now. You are inviting negativity into your life. It's like you've opened the door and you put out the welcome mat and you say, come on in, make it worse. I've said it before, you know, you get into the negativity spiral and all you see is negativity and you're just like, can it get any worse? That's where you have to pause and stop yourself and say instead to yourself, how can my life get better? Number 10, I was a little hesitant to include this one because I don't normally say foul language on the show. So if you do have kids around, I mean, I'm not saying anything too inappropriate, but I just want to let you know that there is something that I'm about to say. So please close their ears or pause the show. But it's nothing that severe. It's just, I just want to give you a heads up. So number 10, I've heard this before too often. Here it is. Same shit, different day. My apologies for that negativity. I wanted to share because I have heard it a lot. And it always shocks me when I hear this, especially if I hear it said by someone first thing in the morning. They do not realize that they are setting themselves up for a negative day. Like there's no potential there. Words are powerful. It's a new day. No 2 days are ever the same. They may feel that way, you know, work day Monday, work day Tuesday, that kind of thing. But there are intricacies that are not the same. You don't live 2 days the same. Saying that is actually, that's just a lot of negativity in that. Instead, say something like, it's a new day with new opportunities. Because it is. Both good and bad things can happen in one day. They can coexist. So that's just examples of 10 different expressions we could be saying to ourselves, either within our head or out loud to others. And we don't realize the negative impact it's making to us. I hope today's show has helped you realize that the words we use, they have so much power in influencing our life, like in influencing the kind of day that we're going to have. Change your words, change your life. It is possible. You have the power. If you're looking to retrain your mind to see more positivity, check out the Choose Happy Affirmation card deck. It contains 30 positive affirmation statements. And when used daily, it can help you start pivoting the words you use on a daily basis. If you would like to sample some of the positive affirmations that are in the card deck, you can download the free instant download PDF Choose Happy Morning Routine that contains bonus affirmations from the deck so you can give them a try. Link will be in the show notes. I hope today's show has been helpful to you. Let me know. Send me an email or a message via Instagram. I love to hear from you. Wishing you a wonderful week, choosing happy. Cheers. I hope today's episode empowered you to choose happy as you live your upcoming week. If so, please take a minute and share this episode with a family or friend who could benefit from it. I'd also love it if you could take 30 seconds and leave a review on your podcast app. Just scroll down and you'll see the space to leave a review. Doing this helps the show be found by others who are also looking to break free from negative thoughts and live a happy life. Remember to sign up to become a Choose Happy member to receive free resources as they become available. Link is in the show notes. Thank you for listening. Take good care and see you next week.